So then I had plenty of good milk for them, like a Jersey cow.
What about a medicine people used to take? It was a white powder.
Milk magnesia?
No, it's a white powder, and it came in little capsules. It was real bitter.
They used to give us and then give you a dose of castor, and they'd stay to wake it out you.
Well, this is a medicine they'd take for fever or for malaria. And it was a powder, and they'd put it in little capsules and take it, but it was real bitter.
Oh.
Did you ever hear quinine or...
Quinine, yeah. Capsules.
Huh?
Quinine capsules.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they take them, yeah.
When would they take them?
Then when they have a cold, like, and they had to run a cold out, too, they say.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did you ever...
I think I've eaten some, too, them days. I've eaten about a little everything. And black draw.
What was that?
Black draw, that's something like filet. It was green.
Uh-huh.
And they got it yet selling on the market, night draw.
When would people take that?
They take it, you know, put dinner in your hand or either in a spoon and drink it, and then drink your water behind it. Yeah, it works, yeah. They buy it, they say, for colds and all.
Uh-huh.
And the flu, too, they taste it for. Old women, it's something like filet.
What do you mean it's like filet? Does it taste like it? Or?
No, it don't taste like it, but it's dry and it's pound up green like, you know, in a box like.
It's a powder.
Powder like,
oh,
yeah. And that's good too, old remedy. A long time ago, that's what all we used to take to open your bowels. Uh-huh. And milk of magnesia is another one. That's all the doctor told me, Dr. When I was sick and when my daughter was sick, he said, give her another dose when she vomited up, you know.
Uh-huh.
He said, give her another dose. And now she can't stand it now, no more now. She don't want to see it. And now they're selling it, making it chocolate out of chocolate now.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was sick not long ago, the nurse told me to take about every 15 minutes a dose in a little spoon. In a spoon. And I had to take that for my stomach, you know, I was vomiting a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And that helped me a whole lot, it did.
Any other way of saying vomited?
Uh-huh.
Any other way of saying vomited?
Vomiting? Nauseated?
Uh-huh. Or yeah, you say like someone that. Was sick?
Sick and nauseated.
Sick where?
Sick stomach.
Uh-huh. You said he was sick?
Sick in the stomach, sick stomach, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Something like a vomiting.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Any really crude way of saying vomit?
Uh-huh.
Do you ever hear puke or heave or anything like that?
You say puke?
Uh-huh.
No, they say, all I can know is vomiting.
Uh-huh. And say if a person was shot and he didn't live, you'd say, well, the doctor did all he could. But still the man...
passed away?
Uh-huh. Any other ways of saying that? What other
well,
ways?
Well, they say he's gone, he died.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Any joking ways of saying died?
Well... I just said he's gone, he passed away.
And you say he's been dead for a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died?
Died with?
And a place where people are buried.
Huh?
Where do they bury people?
They bury in the cemetery.
Uh-huh. And what do they put the body in?
Down in a hole. Or place a box.
Uh-huh.
And then they put you in the box. And they put the sand over you, and then they put you, if you got flowers, they put it on top of your grave. Mm-hmm.
What do they call the fancy box that they have nowadays?